This is Ronald Coleman inviting you to radio's most dramatic half hour. Favorite story. My pleasure once again to welcome you to 30 minutes of unforgettable drama. For the plays that you'll hear on these favorite story broadcasts are not the fleeting words of day-in, day-out writers. These are the greatest stories ever imagined in the minds of men, and picked for you by some of the most distinguished citizens of this 20th century. In fact, our favorite story this week was chosen by Mr. Lowell Thomas, the celebrated author, commentator, and world traveler. Mr. Thomas once wrote a bestseller called Lawrence of Arabia, and he's always been a student of the wild legends of that mysterious land of sheiks and veiled ladies, which no doubt influenced Lowell Thomas when he chose, as his own favorite story, The 1001 Arabian Nights. So prepare to be transported, magic carpet-like, to the deserts of the Near East with the legend of Scheherazade.
I have such tales to tell as no man yet has heard, wondrous as life itself, magic as birth, beauteous as deathless love. Hear then my words.
This, then, was the beginning. In ancient days, in distant Samarkand, there was a damsel named Scheherazade, and her father was Hassan, vizier to Shahryar, the king of Samarkand. Now, on a certain time, it came to pass that Shahryar, but newly married to a girl named Maradin, found her unfaithful to her marriage vows. Terrible and great was the fury of the king, and on his lips a fearful oath sworn to at sundown by the seven winds.
This, in the name of Allah, is my vow. This that has happened shall not occur again. The king of Samarkand shall have 100 wives, 1,000 if it please him. But never again shall a wife of Shahryar prove faithless to him. For each and all, upon the midnight hour of her marriage day, shall die.
Never more fateful oath, never more terrible than those words of Shahryar. Maradin, tragic one, brought back in terror, was but the first. Great was the grief of Samarkand in days to come, for festival and death walked hand in hand. And Maradin had many beauteous followers into paradise. Maidens from Samarkand, maidens from distant lands. Many the marriages, many the sudden deaths, deaths upon the hour of midnight within the palace of the king.
My lord, my husband, what has come upon you? Why do you look upon me so? You have been pleased with me till now.
It is the hour, Enid, fair one.
The hour?
Of your death.
No.
You have a choice. At my hand by this sword, or of your own will. From the balcony there, it is a swift and sure descent to the river far beneath.
Shahryar, I love you. Let me live.
The music ends. Prepare.
No. No, Shahryar, stay back. If I must die, it shall not be by the hand of him I love. Rather the balcony. Farewell, my husband.
Farewell, Enid. lovely one, and swift entry into paradise. Hassan! Hassan!
My lord, from the balcony.
From the balcony.
She was so young, Shahryar.
She was a woman. Hassan, you will find another. There will be another marriage feast before the moon is full.
That is impossible, for even to the father's kingdom, the story of your vow has gone. No man who knows will consent to sacrifice his daughter.
Hassan, you have heard my command. Another wife within 9 days, young and beautiful. As you yourself would live, I have spoken.
Dunyazad, my child. Your sister. Well, there you are, Sherazad.
You come in fear, my father.
Oh, it is not true that we must leave the palace, leave Samarkand.
It is true. The king has commanded on pain of death that I provide another wife for him. And there is no maiden to be found.
You are wrong, my father.
Sherazad.
You shall bring a bride to the king. And within this hour, myself.
No! It shall not be done. You are my daughter, the light of my whole existence. If you die at his hands...
If I die, my father, if I die...
You have no fear?
Remember, the king is only a man. I am a woman. Dunyazad, my sister,
yes.
There are plans that must be made, and you are part of them. Listen with care. Upon the day of my wedding to the king, precisely at the midnight hour, this you shall do.
Yes, Hassan.
You are pleased with the marriage feast and my daughter Sherazad is your bride?
I am enchanted with her. She is to other women as the brightness of the sun is to the stars.
You are not angered with her then for the sharpness of her speech when first you met? When first I brought her to you, I fear she spoke with less than complete respect for your greatness, O king.
That was before our marriage day, Hassan. Your daughter now has known her master. She will be silent and obey. Yes, Scheherazade.
This music tires me. I wish it changed.
My daughter.
You wish it changed. And it is you alone who must be pleased.
Who else, since I am queen, your wife? Let the music cease.
In the name of heaven, guard your tongue. The hour of midnight is at hand. Almighty king, my daughter has stopped the music only that she may sing herself. Sing of her praise for you, her husband.
Song of praise. It is well. Silence!
My father is mistaken. I have no wish to sing. Besides, Shahryar, I should think by now you would be bored with hearing lies about yourself.
Silence! So my queen has no desire to sing my praise.
None whatsoever.
And if I ask you to dance for me?
I should refuse. I am tired, and the hour is late.
You speak truly, Scheherazade. It is later than you think. Be gone, all of you, and quickly. And now, my too proud queen.
I am glad you have sent him away, my husband.
You are glad? Do you know what must occur within this hour? What must occur by my oath and this melody? Do you know what takes place when it has ended?
It is an exquisite melody. You wished me to dance, Shahryar, to dance for many eyes, and I refused. But I will dance now to this melody, for thine eyes alone, for thy pleasure. See, my husband, never has this dance been known in Samarkand. From a princess of farthest Egypt, I have learned it. For you, Shahryar, only for you.
Are you mad? Dancing to the melody of death.
Watch, Shahryar, my husband, beloved of my heart. Watch, guardian of my delights. Let your eyes be my prisoners. Watch.
Stop it.
Shahryar, most exquisite of lovers. Watch.
Stop it, I say, stop.
Your arm is strong, my husband.
strong and beautiful. Come, kill me now. It is the hour, Shahryar. Here, my throat is bare, and I am not afraid. Draw thy sword. Let thy steel pierce its whiteness. Let the red of my blood be a fountain of pleasure to thine eyes. Kill me, beloved husband. Shahryar.
Shahrazad.
You cannot. You love me.
By Allah! Bare thy throat again.
Shahrazad! Shahrazad!
What means this intrusion? Who is this maiden?
She is my sister, my youngest sister, Dunyazad.
I had to know, Shahrazad.
What is it that you must know, my sister?
The ending of the adventure. The tale that you were telling when you were called forth to the palace of the king. I cannot rest until I know the ending.
What is this story, Shahrazad?
You would not believe were I to tell you.
And why not?
It is the story of a faithful wife.
The story lies. In woman there is fidelity to none save to herself. Let me hear this tale and laugh at its untruth.
Very well, my husband, since it is your pleasure. But am I to have no greater audience than this? I am accustomed to many listeners when I tell a story.
Listeners, you shall have... Hassan! Hassan!
Well done, Dunyazad. Now, quickly, which story should I tell?
Anyone, there's magic in all your stories, little man.
Hassan!
I am here, my king, and heavy is my heart with grief. Could you not have spared... Shahrazad. She lives.
Yes, my father.
Hassan, summon all back to court, and quickly.
But I don't...
Father, obey the king's commands.
Yes, of course, all back to the court at once. She lives. The midnight hour, and still she lives. Allah be praised. Allah be praised.
Here is Act Two of Lowell Thomas's favorite story, Arabian Nights. With the shadow of the sword hanging over her, with the memory of the countless brides of Shahryar who had preceded her to death, Scheherazade begins her story. A duel by moonlight between the wit of a clever woman and the iron will of the king of Samarkand.
There was in ancient times, in the land of Persia, a certain youth whose name was Ali Sher. Now, on a certain day, when passing through the marketplace, he came upon a sale of slaves captured in distant lands. There, upon the platform, being bartered as a slave, Ali Sher beheld a maiden who was the vision of his soul's delight. And when her fear-filled eyes found those of Ali Sher in the crowd, there was a sudden flame of hope, a wordless prayer to Allah that he would be her purchaser. But helpless he stood watching as the voice of Rashid, most villainous and evil of all the merchants of Persia, rang out over all the rest.
Let us have done with this.
50 more?
I paid 1,000 pieces of gold for this damsel.
Is there no higher offer?
Wait. You are bound by oath to sell me to none but of my choosing.
Well, are you content that this man Rashid, the merchant, should purchase you?
I should prefer to die.
You will regret those words, my fair one. No damsel speaks so to merchant Rashid.
Zurid, I pray you, survey this entire gathering and choose yourself whom you will have as a buyer.
I shall.
By Allah, rise, Resident Ali Sher. But he is penniless.
This man I choose.
Beautiful one, I would give my heart to purchase you, but I have not the thousandth part of 1,000 pieces of gold.
Then quickly take this purse. Long have I concealed it, waiting for this moment. Take it and purchase me.
I shall. I will buy this girl, broker. I will buy her and for the contents of this purse. Here now. Now, let us go in peace.
I am ready, my lord and master.
One moment, Alicia.
You know my name, Rashid the Merchant?
I do. So you have purchased her, have you?
I have.
The slave girl who has dared to scorn Rashid the Merchant. Well, I wish you well with her. I wish you well.
This is my house, Sir Morris. And now there are many things I do not understand. A slave girl in the marketplace who bears a purse of gold, how can this be?
Know first, Alishir, beloved, that I was not born a slave. I am the daughter of the king of a distant land. But I had a dream. Each night for 7 nights it was the same. An angel came and warned me that only in some distant country would I find you and love and happiness.
Allah be praised.
But wait, there was more to my dream. There was separation and suffering for us both. And as the dream came to its end, each time I heard these words, "When thou art king, Zemurid, then and only then shall there be hope of finding thy lost love."
When thou art king? A woman king? This dream is madness. From this moment forth, our future is of our own making. Nothing under heaven can part us.
Was that Ali Sher and Zumurud were wed and knew great happiness. But Rashid, the evil one, had not forgotten, and on a certain time when Ali Sher was absent, Rashid contrived by subterfuge to lure Zumurud from the safety of her home. In secret he held her as a slave, decreeing that she should serve henceforth as handmaiden to Mila, his favorite young wife. But Zumurud was soon to learn from Mila that she hated Rashid, her husband, no less than did Zumurud herself. And so, together the two damsels did escape, with Zumurud disguised as a man in the uniform of a soldier of the palace guard. Far from Persia, they fled to distant lands beyond. Then, after many weeks of travel over mountains and across the desert sands, as together they were entering a distant country, a troop of horsemen rode toward them out of the sunset.
They are soldiers, Mila. Allah grant that they be friendly. And remember my disguise. I'm Zamar, your brother.
I will remember, Zumurud.
Hail to the strangers.
Hail to thee, Captain. I am Mila, a damsel of Persia. And this soldier is my brother. His name is Zamar.
You have just entered into this land?
We have just entered.
Hail to Zamar, King of Kings. Blessed be his name. Hail to Zamar!
For you are in error, Captain. My brother is no king.
If he so wills, he is. It is a custom of this land that when our king has died, if he has left no son, a troop of soldiers shall go forth in this direction. And the first stranger they shall meet shall, if it pleases him, be our king. How say you, Zamar? Will you be our king?
My dream, when I am king.
How say you, Zamar? Will you be our king?
I will. Destiny has proclaimed it, and it shall be. I will be king.
Never have the people of this land been so happy as in the months since your accession to the throne, great King Zamar.
It is well. And now, where are the two prisoners from Persia?
They are here, my king. Arrived within the hour.
Send them to me. The older of them first.
As you command.
Zumurud, two prisoners from Persia? Who are they?
You will see, Mila. Conceal yourself behind that screen and quickly.
Enter.
The first prisoner from Persia, noble king, the merchant called Rashid.
Stand forward, merchant.
Oh, noblest of kings, my arrest is a great mistake. I am a just and holy man.
I know, Rashid. And since you are a just and holy man, I seek your counsel as a judge.
As a judge? Oh, I am honored, O king.
The case is this. There is a man I know who is guilty of many crimes. First, he is a thief.
Terrible, O king.
And a murderer.
Vicious, enlightened one.
and a stealer of wives.
Distressing, O light of heaven.
In short, he is a plague upon the face of the earth. If you were king, what would you do with him?
First, I would cut off his hands. Then I would slowly break his bones upon the wheel and cast his body into the desert to be devoured by his brethren in evil, the hawks and jackals.
Well said, Rashi. And as you have judged, so shall it be. For the criminal is no one but yourself.
No.
Mila, step forth.
Mila, my wife. No. No, no. Spare me, O king. Spare me.
The coward faints. Lord Chamberlain, take him forth and execute his sentence. Despair not, Mila. It is less than he deserves. And now?
Yes?
Leave me alone and send him in, that second prisoner from Persia.
Yes, my brother.
As you will, King.
Enter.
Most noble King.
You are Ali Sheer, the merchant of Persia?
I am.
Come forward.
Oh, King, there has been some mistake. I have been arrested as a criminal. I am guiltless.
Suppose I were to say there is a charge against you of faithlessness.
It is untrue.
Do you deny that you have known the favor of many women?
I do not deny it, no. But on the day I met my soul's delight, from that day forward, there was none other.
After all, there are other women. Even women here at this court, whose smiles will make you forget your Zemiri.
That is... How did you know that was her name, O King?
It is my business to know many things. Alishir, I am sure there is one woman in my kingdom you can love. Even now I shall call forth all my fairest maidens. You shall choose the one you wish and forget your Zemurid.
No. By Allah, King Zamar, I wish no more of this. Your damsels may have beauty, yes. But none of them will I choose because my love is sworn. I pray you now to let me go and seek further for my wife.
Your wish is granted. But first I want to show you one more woman in my palace. Pray turn away your face but for a moment.
As you will.
This turban I have worn too long. I shall remove it. And this cloak has long been heavy on my shoulders. Now, Alishir, turn around and look upon the person of the king.
I saw more of it.
My husband, ever faithful and beloved.
Oh, my long lost one. My beautiful.
I am in thy arms, beloved. Did I not tell you there was one in my kingdom you would love?
Forever, Zamorant. Till kingdoms are no more upon the earth. Till man is but a memory and love a forgotten dream. Forever will I love thee.
And Ali Sheer and Zumurrud were blessed with many children and reigned in happiness together until they were visited by the terminator of all delights, the separator of all companions. Praise be the Eternal One.
By Allah, never have I heard so marvelous a history, Scheherazade. I would hear other tales to equal this.
I know many, my husband. Legends beyond number.
Then tell them.
They are too long and too many. And the hour is late.
In truth it is. I had not realized. Well, you shall tell another adventure tomorrow night.
Shall I, my lord?
But at the first stroke of the midnight hour.
Yes?
See that by then the stories are ended.
Indeed, I will, my lord.
Let's all retire. Come, Scheherazade.
In but a moment. I would say good night to my loved ones. Well, my father, my sister.
My daughter, your words are truly magic. You have enchanted the king.
Yes, Scheherazade. And that story you told us, the Murad and Ali Sheer, it's unknown to us. Where did you hear it?
They never lived, those lovers, until this night.
Scheherazade, you said the tale was true. You lied.
I lied that I myself may live. Is that a crime?
You see, it happens that I love the king, my husband, and I also love my own existence. To keep both, I must deceive him. And I shall, for one night, or for a thousand nights. and one.
Scheherazade!
I come, my lord. I come at thy command. Ever and always, thy joyful, thy obedient, and thy truthful, Scheherazade.
This has been a favorite story adaptation of one of the Thousand and One Arabian Nights. And I might add a rather convincing proof of the old adage, never underestimate the power of a woman. The woman in the case was Paula Winslow, who made an admirable Scheherazade. Robert Mitchell adapted the orchestral score from Rimsky-Korsakov's ballet music, and Mr. Lowell Thomas chose The Arabian Nights as his own particular favorite story. Next week, a tale of terror by night. One of the most famous pine chillers ever penned, Charlotte Bronte's weird and haunting Jane Eyre. It was selected as the favorite story of the man who produced Harvey and dozens of other celebrated Broadway hits, Mr. Brock Pemberton. We hope you'll be listening.